Philip Saint Pierre, Cathedral Church and Care. Today's date is 04/30/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Brock Goldston. Goldston spells G-H-O-L-S-T-O-N. Brock spells B-R-O-C-K. Date of birth is 06/26/2003. 21-year-old gentleman, here with bilateral flank pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. He came in today because of increased pain. Says pain is now moving into his groin region. He denies trauma. Described pain as crampy. Said pain comes and goes. Denies increased temperature. He said he's eating and drinking okay. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nausea. Next line, patient reports vomiting. Says he vomited yesterday, but not today. Next line, patient reports painful urination. Next line, patient report testicular pain. It said pain is in both testicles, period. Next paragraph. Patient says he's eating and drinking well, except on occasion he will experience temporary nausea and vomiting. Said he has not vomited today. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history. Hernia repair. Social history. He denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history, cancer. Next line, seizure. Next line, asthma. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100%. Room air blood pressure is 138/83. Pulse 77, respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Yes, bilateral flank tenderness. Palpation. No rebunged. No guarding. Normal bowel sounds. No organomegaly. No pulsatile mass. No tenderness to palpation at McBurney's point. Negative Murphy sign. Negative obturator. Negative psoas. Negative rafting. Next paragraph, GU exam. His negative friend sign. There is, however, tenderness on the superior pole of his left testicle. His epididymis appears swollen and tender. Next line, no effusion present in his scrotum, correction, his scrotal sac. Next line, there is no erythema, no abrasions, no laceration, no evidence of findings that's consistent with Fournier's gangrene. Next line. Neuro patient is alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is epididymitis. Number 2 is abdominal pain. Number 3 is flank pain. I suspect this patient may have had a kidney stone and he might have passed it. Period. Next assessment, nausea. Next line, vomiting. Next paragraph, patient, we did ultrasound today. Ultrasound, look at patient's abdomen structure, abdominal structures, circulatory structures. These were all unremarkable. His testicle was also ultrasound, check for torsion. There is, he has good circulation, and good flow. Next paragraph. A urinalysis was done in the clinic. Urinalysis revealed negative glucose, negative bili, negative ketones, negative blood, negative protein, negative urobilogen, negative nitrite, negative leukocyte esterase, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following prescription: Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 sublingual TID-PRN for nausea / vomiting. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days. Next medication, doxycycline, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.